Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses, breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions, and jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County in the month of June. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with nine great days of racing starting on Friday, June 20th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes, plus the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 28th. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 20th.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Raymond Pierplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my guest host, Bob Ike, in just a minute. After a nearly six-month run, the Santa Anita meet comes to an end this weekend with 12 races today, first post time 12:30. 12 races again tomorrow's closing day Sunday, first post also 12:30. There will be mandatory payouts tomorrow, as there always is at the end of the meet. A lot going on around the nation, too, including a champion filly returning in the Monomoy Girl at Churchill Downs. It's Haskell Preview Day at Monmouth Park, and many other things to talk about. And to do just that, let's bring in our regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Good morning to you. Closing weekend at Santa Anita. It's been a long run here, almost 6 months, so kind of ready for a little bit of new blood and have the circuit move to Los Al for a few weeks and then on to Del Mar. So, but in the meantime, we've got a good couple weekend cards to sink our teeth into.
Absolutely. Well, before we talk about the Santa Anita meet in general, let's talk a little bit about what happened last Saturday, and that was the Belmont Stakes. And in a very cleanly run race, the results were very, very similar to the Kentucky Derby.
Very much so, John. Sovereignty ran down Journalism again. It looked like kind of a repeat of the Kentucky Derby. And I just thought it was a great Triple Crown sequence, John. I thought all three races stood alone as outstanding races, and that was without the prospect of a Triple Crown winner, because the Sovereignty camp decided pretty quickly after the Derby that they were not going into the Preakness. We saw the amazing effort by Journalism in the Preakness, and then we saw an outstanding Belmont, John, at a mile and a quarter at Saratoga. When Sovereignty made that move at the top of the lane, I thought, okay, he's going to do it. But here came Sovereignty, John, running a final quarter in an incredible 23-3. I mean, horses are not supposed to finish that fast after running a mile and a quarter, but he did it. He got a 109 buyer. Journalism got a 105. That was his second best career number ever. So he certainly held his form throughout the 5 weeks. I congratulate the Connections on their gameness in going in all three races. A second, a win, and a second. Not bad, John. And still a lot of big three-year-old races. The Pacific Classic coming up later. Of course, the Breeders' Cup Classic at the end of the year. So you and Hardoon have been right about Sovereignty. I've been in the Journalism camp. I'm not ready to concede three-year-old championship yet, just yet, John. There's too much racing in the second half of the year. But right now, Sovereignty certainly has the edge.
Well, the good part, it seems like both the top horses, all three, Sovereignty, Journalism, and Baeza, seems to have come out of the Triple Crown in good shape. We'll see where they go. Obviously, races like the Travers will be on the list for Sovereignty for sure. We've got, with the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar this year at the end of the year, that Pacific Classic at Del Mar, a mile and a quarter on the Breeders' Cup track at Del Mar, that might be on the radar for some of the California three-year-olds. We'll have to see where everybody decides to go. But the best part is, Bob, these are good three-year-olds. They're sound, and let's hope they stay that way, because it'll be a real fun second half of the year with the three-year-old crop right now, and a great series of races. The drama of all the weather at all three Triple Crown venues, the traffic problems of Journalism and the Preakness. It just was a fun series and kind of kept racing in the forefront, and it was a very good talking point throughout the Triple Crown series. Let's talk a little bit about Santa Anita now. You know, again, just about 6 months of racing at Santa Anita. And as usual, you know, at the end of every meet, we kind of talk about the highs and lows. So what were the pluses and minuses for you, Bob, at Santa Anita for this meet?
The high for me, John, was that Memorial Day card on May 26th, where there were two Grade 1 races, the Hollywood Gold Cup. I was out there that day. I thought the racing was outstanding. The performances were outstanding, exciting races, and just a good crowd. I felt like that was just a good vibe and a good day for Santa Anita. To me, the lows, John, and no surprise, I've been hammering on this for a while, are just these cheap restricted races that are for Northern Cal-based horses and Connections. Now, I know it had to be done after Golden Gate closed and you know, Pleasanton closed as a training center, and we're not going to have racing on the fairs. Or I understand some concessions had to be made, but now we're 6 months into this. The restricted five and the beaten fives and the maiden eights. John, these look like Arabian races as they come down the stretch. They're slow. They're basically, the field is spread out a 16th of a mile. Looking at Del Mar's first condition book, I don't think there are any of those kind in. It's time that those horses need to fold into the open races and be able to compete on this circuit. And if they can't, they can't. Unfortunately, they're going to have to move on. But people talk about, well, you get good field size in some of these races. Yeah, you might have 10 horses, but six of them can't run at all. And so really it's a four-horse race, and they're spread out 100 yards. So to me, that's the low light. I'm pretty much done with those races, John. I don't look at them. I don't handicap them. And unless they're part of a pick six or a pick five where I'm forced to to kind of use them, I basically ignore those races, and I don't think I'm alone in that.
Yeah, for me, Bob, you know, first of all, the safety numbers are going to come back outstanding, and they should be with all the protocols that we have in place in Southern California and everything that goes on. The numbers should be good, and they will be at Santa Anita. It's been a very, very safe meet. The field sizes have improved. You know, we're getting more horses per race. But the one thing, the telling point to me, during the first the winter meet, the favorites won at over 40% for this Hollywood Park, the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Favorites are winning at nearly 40%. I think they're 39% going into today. So that even though the field sizes are bigger, does it mean there's actually more depth of competition? Maybe not necessarily so. And one thing, as a longtime owner, that kind of bugs me. I just, you know, at the end of every meet for so many years, on the final overnight when they draw those races and they come out, and the horsemen, the owners, the trainers, everybody looks at those overnights to see where they are. There was always a thank you to the horsemen and the owners for participating, especially during a six-month meet. And, you know, once again this year, there was nothing on that overnight from Santa Anita just to say thank you to these guys for trying to make the races go and make them fill. And you got to remember that, you know, this should be a partnership between the horsemen and the racetrack. The horsemen don't work for the racetrack, and they have options. So if they're going to choose to participate, let's honor them. You saw what Lou Sella did. He sent a letter out to all the horsemen and the owners and trainers just to thank them for participating at Oaklawn and highlighting some of the milestones that some of the horsemen made at their meet. I thought that was pretty cool, and it kind of makes you want to go back, Bob.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Good relations with your horsemen certainly help, and we see the places that are appreciative, and you mentioned, as when it came out, the letter from the Mr. Sella there at Oaklawn, and it's disappointing not to see that something similar, at least on an overnight, at Santa Anita.
Well, let's talk a little bit about one other thing that we hit on quite a bit, and that's the computer-assisted wagering impact that's happening to horse players. And there was a really interesting study that was in an article on Thoroughbred Daily News this week that was written by Marshall Graham and his partner in that was Nick McKinney. And this had to do looking at races with both CAW wagering allowed wagers and non-CAW wagering at the Aqueduct winter meets. At Aqueduct, the CAWs, the computer-assisted wagering groups, are not allowed to bet late in the win pools, the late pick five, and the pick six. And the percentage of late money bet in each pool is just shocking between the non-CAW races and the CAW-eligible races.
Yeah, this came out in the Thoroughbred Daily News. Dan Ross, who's been doing just such a great job covering so many topics, including stuff like this and the HISA situation. Co-author of this study was Marshall Graham, who is a professor. He's a horse owner. He's a gambler. You'll see his name in a lot of the contests. So he has credibility. He knows what he's talking about. And, John, they put out a chart, the proportion of bets that come in the last cycle, just the last cycle of bets. And you mentioned the win, late pick five, pick six are restricted there. So you're coming in with maybe 10% to 16% of the handle in those pools. But if you look at the place, the show, the exacta, the trifecta, superfectas, about almost up to 50% of the handle is coming in the last cycle. John, how are horse players supposed to have any idea what kind of odds or probables or will pays they're getting when 30 to 50% of the money is coming in the last cycle? And, you know, that doesn't even cycle through most of the time until the race is being run. There's one paragraph I would like to read out of this study done by Marshall Graham and his partner. It says, the use of advanced data modeling is a natural progression in the evolution of horse betting, and CAW teams are not inherently problematic in their pursuit of an edge. He goes on to say, the concern lies not with their sophistication, but with the speed and concentration of their wagering activity. The flooding of pools in the final seconds destabilizes prices and undermines the parimutuel system. Amen, John. I have no problem, and I don't think any of us do, competing against these CAWs. If they have great information, they have the algorithms, bring it on. We'll compete against that, but it has to be fairly in the way those bets are put in and the speed and the lateness at which those wagers are put in gives them a huge advantage. And, you know, we see it all the time, John. We've talked about the odds dropped. It's not just in the win pool. You could see a daily double drop 30%, an exacta drop 30%. It's hard to wager when you're going head up against that.
Well, not only that, Bob, if they break even on the day with the rebates they get for these putting in these wagers, they're making money. So they don't have to make money putting in the bets. If they just come close to breaking even, they will make money. So it's a really uneven playing field. We're up against it. We play anyway. So that tells you, you know, what our mindset is. We better be good because we have a lot to overcome. But it's something I'm glad the study was put out, and we'll monitor and see how these things go. But it's a big bear that's out there, and it's making it more and more difficult for the regular guy to have a fair shake. So, anyways, that's the CAW study. Really good job by Thoroughbred Daily News. Bob, let's get on to the racing today. You put out your sheet today, so let's get an idea of what you've got going there. And I know you want to get a radio play in at Santa Anita.
Yeah, races 8, 10, and 12 are my best plays today. I put $144 into the late pick 5. John, to me, all the wagering value is on the back half of the card. You've got very short fields, and to me, they were pretty cut and dry, those first 6 on the card. So I concentrated on the back half. Let's go to the 8th race for a radio exacta play today. It looks to me like there'll be a hot pace. I think Noble Reflection and Osage Creek should hook early going in this 6-furlong race on the turf course. And I think the off-the-pace runners like Sharp as Attack and What Makes Sammy Run are going to complete the exact in here. Sharp as Attack has more tactical speed. I think he'll get a perfect trip sitting right behind the leaders under Hector Berrios. And What Makes Sammy Run? Well, we know what an old pro he is, and he usually comes with that late run. So it's an exacta box for me in race 8, John. Box the 2, What Makes Sammy Run, and the 4, Sharp as Attack. You're not going to get rich in the race, but maybe get a little bit of play money heading into those final 4 races on the card, John. And I know you put out your Lendo report today covering Santa Anita, so that's always available for South Point. Let's get some people to the South Point and get your radio play as well.
Right, we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up, where Friday is the 4th of July. If you want to get out there, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to get the Thoroughbred L.A. Horse Players rate. From the Linda Report today, I'm going to go down to the 12th and final at Santa Anita. And again, like you, Bob, I think the value is in the back half of the card. I'm going to look for a long shot in what I think is a wide-open finale. Number 11, Severe Clear, I thought needed her debut. That was a sprint race. She's out of a route-winning mare. She's related to a route winner. I think she wants 2 turns. She should move forward today. 10-1 on the morning line in a wide-open race. I think there's value. So that's number 11, Severe Clear, race number 12 at Santa Anita. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bob Mazursky about the upcoming Los Alamitos Thoroughbred meet, and we'll touch base in Las Vegas for Bruce. He's done a lot of work all around the country. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's going to have a smile on their face, because somebody's going to win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to dmtc.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf, all right now, down at Old Del Mar.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in a restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. You're hearing that music from Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, who passed away this week. Bob, a lot of music of our younger days, huh?
Yeah, and a lot of those artists are going to the big concert sky in the hall, concert hall in the sky. Yeah, very sad. We're losing a lot of great ones, John.
Yeah, a lot of great music there. Well, Bob, let's talk about the cowbred. You heard that commercial for the CTBA. How about our cowbred of the week?
Cowbred of the week is going to be a horse running at Monmouth today, and that's Majestic Oops, who tries for her second consecutive stakes win versus Open Company in today's $100,000 Ladies' Secret in Monmouth. Majestic Oops is by Majestic Harbor out of the Omotivore mare, Miss Oops. Was bred by Dory and Crop, is owned by Sublime Stables and Crop, and trained by Dan Ward. Majestic Oops has 6 wins from 28 lifetime starts, earnings of over $376,000, and is coming off a win in the Dig a Diamond Stakes at Oaklawn. And, John, I know we have Bob Mazursky coming up, so he can talk about next weekend's $100,000 Bertrando Stakes for cowbreds. So that's at Los Alamitos next Saturday.
Right. One other cowbred note, too. Congratulations to our friends at Legacy Ranch. Tight Squeeze won a cowbred allowance yesterday at Santa Anita. And we got a note from Pete Perella of Legacy Ranch. They're actually up there doing that filming of that documentary we talked about on All Access TV with Andy Garcia. Josh Rubenstein from Del Mar up there. Nate Newby from Santa Anita up there. Looking forward to that, and it's great to see this type of publicity. And they're asking the right questions on how to raise a thoroughbred, and they're asking the right people. Legacy Ranch will get it done right. Let's go ahead and take our next guest in. That's going to be Bob Mazursky, and we're going to have Bob put on his publicity hat at Los Alamitos today. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Doing good, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, the end of Santa Anita this weekend means that Los Alamitos starts up, and that begins this coming Friday. So let's talk a little bit about that, Bob. What is the race schedule coming this race day schedule at Los Alamitos coming up?
Yeah, John, we'll start on Friday, June 20th. We'll have 1 o'clock posts every day. We'll run 3 three-day weeks, Friday through Sunday, for the next 3 weeks. So, like I said, starting Friday, June 20th, and we'll continue through Sunday, July 6th. We'll take entries for opening day on Tuesday. And, you know, we have the three stakes during the meet, the Bertrando that you guys just mentioned next Saturday. The following Saturday will be the Los Al Derby for three-year-olds at a mile and eighth. And then the final weekend, July 5th, will be the Grade 2, $200,000 Great Lady M. And that's shaping up. That could be a really good race. Copion is planning for that, and also possibly defending champion Sweet Azteca, who set a track record in the race last year, could also show up that day. So we're looking forward to that race a lot. And you have the handicapping contest on June 28th as well, which is always popular, and we'll have two seats available to the NHC next year.
And let's talk about the wagering menu. It will be a little different from Santa Anita as far as the minimums and the pick four and just one pick five, correct?
That is right. We have a pick five on the first five races, which, of course, the 50-cent minimum. Then we have, like the nighttime races, we have the $1 pick four. That starts in race two on the thoroughbred cards, and then, of course, the last four races of the day. So, you know, it'll be races six through nine on a nine-race card and five through eight on the eight-race card.
Well, I like that. And I saw there were 12 nominations for the Bertrando next Saturday, so a chance for a good-sized field in that Calbred Stakes race on the opening Saturday. Bob, let's talk a little bit about what's happening today at Santa Anita. There's a couple stakes races and a really good downhill, down-the-hill turf stakes, the Daytona today, and I wanted you to take a look at that. You've got, the favorite is going to be Motorious coming off a layoff for trainer Phil D'Amato, but this field's pretty deep.
No, I thought so as well. I think it could go a lot of different ways. The horse I'm going to gamble on, and the horse I picked in the newspapers, is Stay Hot. He likes the hill. He loves the Santa Anita turf course. He runs well fresh. He can sprint. He can route. I think 6-1 is a great price on him. So he'd be the horse I gamble on. But, of course, I respect Motorious. There's a lot of other horses here. Bram should improve off his comeback race. And John Sadler obviously has the hottest barn on the circuit right now. Air Force Red on his best day is capable, Lovesick Blues, and there's a lot of horses that have a shot in there. So, but the horse I'm going to gamble on is Stay Hot.
Well, Bob Ike, I know, wants to get the radio play. Bob, what do you got for Mr. Mazursky?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. And it's kind of the old-timers race in the Daytona, right? Six of the eight are either 7 or 8-year-olds, and you're picking the young buck in the race, the 4-year-old Stay Hot. So it's kind of neat to see all those horses still competing at the elderly age of 7 and 8 years old. But, Bob, let's get the radio play from you. Where do you want to go on this 12-race card at Santa Anita?
Well, I agree with you guys that this latter half of the card is the better part of the card than the meatier part. But I'm going to go to a horse to try to make make some money, to have some money to play later in the card, and that's in the third race, number five, the comebacking. She's just fluffy. She's run well fresh twice. She's back in the Miotti barn. Both of her wins came when he was training her. He does well with fresh horses, and I think she can beat the two horses that drawn inside that are listed as the first two favorites on the morning line. So I'm going to go to the third race, number five. She's just fluffy.
That's race number three at Santa Anita, number five. She's just fluffy, 7-2 on the morning line. All of Bob's picks can be found at todaysracingdigest.com. And, Bob, let's get a list of some of the publications that you're in as well.
Yeah, I'm in the Southern California News Group papers, which includes the LA Daily News, Orange County Register, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, Pasadena Star News, among others.
Sounds good, Bob. We will see you at Santa Anita Los Alamitos next weekend.
Here, guys.
That was Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. And Bob Ike, we're going to bring in now Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce is out in Las Vegas. And Bruce, how's the weather out there? I heard it was heating up.
Yep, it's summertime. We're at 105 to 110, and that's in the shade. So it's a conservative temperature we're looking at. But yeah, it's getting to be summertime. It's bearable right now.
Well, it's still cool, fast, and firm in your race books out there. So I know you'll find a nice place to hunker down and play some races today. The other stakes race on the Santa Anita card today is the Possibly Perfect Stakes. And this race is in flux a little bit because the morning line favorite, number two, Mrs. Astor, is also entered against the boys tomorrow in the San Juan Capistrano. I don't have a report as to which race she's going to run in, but let's assume she's in and let's assume she's not, and then take a look at the mile and a quarter, Possibly Perfect. That's race six today at Santa Anita.
If Mrs. Astor stays in, I think she's a lay-down single in this race. The way she won the Santa Barbara Stakes at a mile and a half was just awesome, winning off by five. She's in excellent form. She can run all day. She's got class. There's really no negative other than the price. So if she stays in, I think she's a standout. If she were to come out you're just it would probably be Starry Heavens who just ran an okay second to Mrs. Astor. Maybe she has a little early speed advantage in this field. And Kentucky Gal got a good setup, winning at a mile and a quarter, but certainly is on the improve. So Mrs. Astor, if she stays in. If not, it's Starry Heavens and Kentucky Gal.
And Bob Bike, all Bruce did last week was take a stand against Fierceness and Wyatt Barrio. He gave out Raging Torrent to win the Met Mile at a nice fat $18 in a small field. So, Bob, let's get some winners out of Mr. Finkelstein this weekend.
Yeah, great pick, Bruce. You got a fat price there in the five-horse Met Mile. I know you've done selections from a couple different places today, so where do you want to go for your race first radio play?
Let's do a little bankroll building at Churchill Downs. The seventh race at Churchill is a one-turn mile. Unfortunately, we have two late scratches in this race, the four Remy's Moon and the seven Next Level. There's still five in the race. I'm hoping to get around 2-1 or $7 on the six footprint for Albert Stahl. He drops in class for the first time. He's been in nothing but allowance in stakes races. In fact, he was beaten in the neck as a three-year-old in the Rushaway Stakes. When last seen, he was at this one-turn mile in the fall at Churchill. He got into the race pretty quickly, and the pace was hot. He ran decently in finishing third. I don't expect him to be on the lead, but he'll be in the neighborhood early. This is a paceless one-turn race, and some of these horses are coming out of longer races where they might get outrun a little bit. I think Footprint is well spotted, even off the layoff. Seventh race, the sixth. This is before the scratches. Footprint at 9-2 on the morning line.
So that's Churchill Downs, race number seven, horse number six, Footprint 9-2 in the program. That's the first play for Bruce Finkelstein. And Bruce, you want to come out to Santa Anita for the second play?
Yeah, I'm going to ride the Bob Mazursky bandwagon here in the Daytona in the 10th race. I really like Stay Hot, too, in this race. It's funny, you look at him, he won the Baffle Stakes back in February of 24 at Santa Anita. He's run in seven route races since then, anywhere from a mile to a mile and an eighth. The fastest half mile he has run in is 47-2. He has really been blunted, I think, in paceless middle-distance races, and he's more than held his own. Several couple of wins since that downhill race. He's got several second-place finishes. He possesses a big close, but I think he needs a little help. He'll get it with the likelihood of Goliad going out there, maybe Bran. There'll be a legitimate tempo. I think he's been begging for this, and we know he can win down the hill. He's an up-and-coming four-year-old. I agree with Bob on this one. Race 10, let's go with the five. Stay Hot at 6-1 on the morning line.
So that's the confirmation of a couple of our guys like today. Stay Hot in the Daytona at Santa Anita. That's also for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, let's go ahead and give out your website and what you have there today.
Yeah, full card analysis today at Santa Anita on betonbruce.com. We're just looking at two racetracks. We'll do the late pick five on top of the full card at Santa Anita from Churchill Downs with audio included. Also, best bets at Santa Anita. Real challenging card today at Santa Anita. Fun one also. So looking forward to it all at betonbruce.com.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Before we take our next break, let's just give a shout-out and where our players can play at the different OTB sites in California. If you're down by me, you can go down to the OC Tavern here, and that's in San Clemente, 2369 South El Camino Real Road. If you're down in downtown San Diego, head down to the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslam Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. And if you're up near Bob Ike, there's only one place to go, right, Bob?
Absolutely. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Order some food, have a beverage. You're going to have a great experience out at the Derby Room.
Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll touch base with John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets, and we'll also see what Scott Shapiro has working today on the races all around the country. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book?
South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have top racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burton Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. The field also includes Jess I'm Worth It, Duda Cartel, and more. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Make your Father's Day reservations today and enjoy the Ed Burton Million Futurity on June 15th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The way the sunlight plays upon her head.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, let's mention some of the things going on as we get ready for Del Mar. It's time to get your Ship and Wind horses down there and set to go.
Yeah, some great bonuses, John, starting with a $5,000 starter bonus for the first dirt start made there from a shipper coming in, $4,000 starter bonus for the first turf start. Then you get 50% purse bonuses for every dirt start and 40% purse bonus for every turf start. And then, of course, there's the maiden dirt bonus, 25% bonus, maiden straight special weight on dirt, maiden claiming $62,500 and above. Trainers must have less than 100 horses on the SoCal circuit. The first condition book at Del Mar is out. Go to www.dmtc.com or call David Jerkins, 858-792-4230. John, a lot of money on the line down there. Can't wait to get down to Del Mar.
Looking forward to it myself, and we'll be doing some broadcasts right there from the press box at Del Mar for Thoroughbred LA. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's John Harduna of the Ragus and Sheets. And, John, good morning, first of all. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How you guys doing?
We're fine. The word came out Tuesday, and, you know, this stuff never seems to end, John, that Churchill Downs had informed the Louisiana Racing Commission that they intend to give up their racing and gambling licenses at Fairgrounds Racecourse in New Orleans because of the historical horse racing machines have been deemed illegal in March. They've been taken away out of the OTBs and the racetrack down there, and they just say they can't cut it.
It's amazing. Churchill Downs seems to buy racetracks to put them out of business. They did it to Arlington Park. They did it to Calder. And now they're going to do it to Fairgrounds. Hopefully, there's a rumor going around that one of the sports teams' owner, either the Saints or one of those teams, are going to come in and try to buy the track from them. But it's a disgrace. I mean, they buy racetracks to put them out of business. Makes zero sense to me.
Well, there was a word came out yesterday that Churchill is in talks with the governor, Jeff Landry, down there about possible resolutions to this. So it's not cut and dried, but obviously, you know, it'd be pretty amazing not to have a Louisiana Derby next March. We'll see where this goes, but I'll tell you one thing. You know, we've seen in the past with Arlington Park and everything else, the folks at Churchill Downs, they don't bluff. So we'll see what happens down there, and we'll keep an eye on that. A lot going on, not only in New York, but how about Monmouth today with the Haskell Preview Day? I wanted you to look at one of the many stakes races at Monmouth Park today, and that's the Salvatore Mile. This is an interesting race, a field of nine before scratches, and the heavy morning line favorite, number nine, Bishop's Bay, at 6-5. These Brad Cox and Flavian Pratt. But, John, I don't think this horse has to win.
He doesn't, and the horse, I actually like two horses, John, believe it or not. I like the four, Awfully Cool, and the six, Vitality, and both of those horses are now late scratches. So would you mind if I switched and did the eighth race, the Pegasus, and actually make it one of my two radio plays? Bishop's Bay, obviously, back to the Salvatore Mile, now, you know, gets a big edge. There are two major players that are coming out, and he looks a little better than the rest, but I don't know if I want to bet him at 3-5, and that's what he's going to be. He could certainly win, and he's probably the most likely winner. But for radio, let's look at the eighth race, and this is the Pegasus. It's for three-year-olds. These horses weren't quite good enough to make the Derby and didn't have enough points, or they were late bloomers. In any case, I like the number five horse in here, Bracket Buster, a three-year-old colt from the Victoria Oliver Barn. Alex Concepcion aboard to ride. This is an improving horse who's really getting better. Threw in a clunk the last time out when he came back off of a short layoff. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I like number five, Bracket Buster, to upset and win today's eighth race out at Monmouth Park.
Bob Ike, what do you have for John?
Hey, John, good morning. And first of all, congratulations. You are all over Sovereignty as a will win in the Belmont. You also gave us Polythene Pam at Santa Anita. So two winners that day. Great job, John. Just wanted to get your reaction before I get your first pick. It seems like Heisa needed to stay relevant and interject itself into the last race at Saratoga. The final race, a grade one, and they handed Kendrick Carmouche a one-day whip violation because he was trying to win the grade one stakes back there, the Manhattan, with prize purse money of $550,000. So it was good to see Heisa get involved.
Well, they had to get involved. They went into the last race of the week-long meet they had there, which was actually pretty good, and it's a joke. It's absolutely a joke. Not only that, but the horse held on to win by maybe a half a length or a long neck.
Ahead, yeah, in the chart, John, it's ahead.
Yeah, okay, even that's right. So it was closer. So you don't think that extra whip mattered? Well, I think it mattered. Heisa, they just do silly things, and they have to get off the whip nonsense. It's ridiculous. You know, you guys were talking about the CAW before. Why? I know Heiss is there in charge of horse racing integrity, all that. Isn't a fluctuation of odds on the board when a horse goes from 12-1 when they leave the gate and pays $12? Doesn't that question integrity of the game? What are they doing? What are they thinking about? And here's really the bad news about the CAW situation. Everybody is complaining about it. And you know what? They're complaining to deaf ears because nobody has made any attempt to even discuss the problem. And, you know, players, they're just going to get frustrated and they're going to end up walking away. You walk into a restaurant, the food's no good. You complain, you complain, you complain, and they don't fire the chef. Well, you're going to go to another restaurant. And that's what they're doing with the CAW nonsense. I'm done.
All right, John, let's get a radio pick.
Okay, let's go to Belmont with the race number 8. And by the way, the rain is coming down in New York for the 6th straight weekend. 8th race today, 7 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 2 horse in here, Diabolical, a 4-year-old gelding from the Jenna Antonucci barn. 8 career starts, and this horse has actually improved in each and every one of them. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 2, Diabolical, to upset and win today's 8th race out at Belmont Park at Aqueduct.
That's the eighth at Belmont at Aqueduct. Number 2, Diabolical. That's 6-1 on the program for John. And, John, how about coming out to either California or one of your other tracks that you're covering today?
Well, I gave you Monmouth.
Bradley, oh, that's right. You did Monmouth already. That we're good to go.
Right.
That's good. Let the people
get. To be honest with you, so.
Good enough. What do you have available today at johnhardoon.com?
JohnHardoon.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Belmont, and Santa Anita selections.
Very good, John. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there that we won't be talking to tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Let's bring in our final guest of this segment, and that is Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet and Daily Racing Form. Scott, happy Saturday to you. And I wanted you to take a look at, we have a champion filly, Immersive, is now a 3-year-old, making her 3-year-old debut down at Churchill Downs in the Monomoy Girl Stakes. Is she a slam dunk down there?
I think so, John. Hopefully you guys are doing well out there. And, yes, you know, you might worry that Immersive, you know, never returned from the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies when she's 4-for-4, not for any of the Kentucky Oaks and whatnot. But she had bone bruising and had, you know, to be sidelined. And, yeah, her stablemate basically ran the gauntlet until the Acorn, her stablemate being obviously Good Cheer for Godolphin and Brad Cox. So, This field looks like the comeback race. You know, it wasn't written for her per se, but I think she's going to be very tough to beat. Brad Cox, very good numbers in all areas. Plenty bettable, and I mean, if you know the right price off of layoff. So to me, Immersive, the very, very likely winner in the race 5, the Monomoy Girl at Churchill Downs.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on her progress. Bob Ike, what do you have for Scott?
Yeah, Shapper, good morning. I know you've looked all over the country today. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go to Delaware Park to represent my parents, who both were born there, and spend time in inaugural Delaware Derby. They have the good card out there today. A number of stakes races, including this one in the Delaware Oaks. And the favorite in there is going to be a Brad Cox runner in Admiral Dennis, who I think is worth taking a chance against. This is a horse. It comes out of the best races, but has had reasons to run better in both the Rebel and the Bluegrass. And I just kind of think he lacks speed and has been a little bit underwhelming. I think Kentucky Outlaw, on the other hand, the 6th horse, is a horse that has a lot of upside still. He's just a $12,000 purchase. He's won 3 of his 4 races, with the lone defeat coming into Federico Tessio when things didn't go very well for him that day. Last time out, he overcame a brutal trip, especially in the wide in the first turn in the Long Branch. He still won that race in the end. Paco Lopez back aboard. I think Kentucky Outlaw, especially if he figures things out a bit more mentally, is going to be a serious horse down the line, and hopefully he does that today. So we'll try number 6, Kentucky Outlaw, in the Delaware Derby, race 8 at Delaware Park.
So that's the 8th at Delaware Park, the Delaware Derby, number 6, Kentucky Outlaw, 6-1 on the morning line with Paco Lopez aboard. That'll be Scott Shapiro's play today. Scott, we will let you go. We're late on the break here, and we will talk to you next weekend.
Sounds good. Good luck today, guys.
Thank you. And, Bob, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got some stuff to do. I'll handle the last segment myself. So best of luck wagering today, and we will talk to you again next week.
Same to you, John. Talk to you next Saturday.
All right, let's take our final break. When we come back, Toby Callett and Michael Rona will finish off the show for us here on Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, and we're going to bring in now Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club down in South Florida. And Toby, the My Pal Chrissy Stakes did not fill today, so there is no stakes race at Gulfstream Park. I don't know. It's more of a nuts and bolts card, which is kind of up your alley. Did you want to go for your radio play there, or did you want to go around the country today?
I'm going to go to Gulfstream. Believe it or not, a lot of the races here are quite playable today. Weather is fine, so... This is actually a good gambling card. I'll take you to the eighth race today for first-time gelding, number six, Adversary. He's had an excuse in all three of his starts to date. Clean trip today, he graduates. Main rivals are the one, Migratory, the two, Listen Up Chance, and the four, What's Up, Brother? One, a six over 1-2-4, slam the door on the eighth race. And one quick reminder, when you do the first show at Del Mar, I plan to be right alongside of you guys for the first few days of the meet.
Oh, looking forward to that, Toby. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, that's the eighth race today at Gulfstream Park. Number six, Adversary, 2-1 on the program. Use the six over the 1-2-4, and we'll get all the candy in the eighth. Toby, thanks so much. Enjoy the day at Gulfstream, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks.
That was Toby Kell. Let's bring in our final guest on the show. As usual, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. A lot going down at Los Alamitos tonight. There's actually two features. The Abigail Kawana Nakoa goes as the last race on the card tonight. And there's a pick six carryover of over $32,000. And, Michael, that's just the start of things this weekend because you've got a million-dollar race on Sunday.
Yes, g'day, John. Terrific weekend in the offing at Los Alamitos. Tomorrow night's million-dollar futurity, the grade one, Ed Burke, is a terrific contest. So many talented juveniles. There are two unbeaten youngsters, and they are the top two on Ed Burgart's morning line. The fastest qualifier, Shiny New, who's come up with post position three, and Accelerated, who is the record-selling yearling purchase of all time at the Los Alamitos yearling sale. Both are ultra-talented, obviously. Both have little question marks to answer as far as the post position draw. Shiny News, two starts have both come from the outside post. She's in and amongst some very speedy horses. The horse directly outside of her, Cheat Sheet, and the horse outside of Cheat Sheet, Viper, are very pacey. And Accelerated just staged a remarkable effort to get up in the last stride and win his trial. But if he takes just a stride or two to get going from post position two, his two starts have also come from wide posts. I just think there might be some value to be had with French Valley out in gate nine, who is 6-1, and she's going to be my pick in tomorrow night's feature.
And then as far as tonight, the Abigail Kawana Nakoa goes as the last race on the card. You've got that Brazilian quarter horse, Miss Asal JQM, is a 6-5 favorite, post number nine in the eighth race.
Yes, and a worthy short-priced favorite, in my opinion. This is a grade two for fillies and mares, 350 yards. She was an absolute superstar in her native Brazil and has been extremely consistent in the U.S. In fact, last time we discussed her, I used the term exactaholic. She's had 18 starts for 13 wins and 5 seconds. She absolutely flew home missing by a head last time out in a grade two at the same distance. I think out there in post position nine, she's going to be thundering home and she should be able to win the feature tonight, which is the last of eight races. That means that the pick six with its $32,000 carryover begins with race number three.
And with that $32,000 pick six carryover, we have first post time tonight at 6:40 p.m. Let's get a radio play. I don't know if you want to go in the pick six or you want to get us some seed money to play the pick six.
Last week's pick was scratched, by the way, so hopefully we'll at least have some action tonight. I do think the favourite's very tough in the last race. I'll give you two other horses in the pick six sequence. I'll make the radio play race six, number one, Hurry Up, who is a first-time gelding. He was seventh of nine on debut. Looks terrible on paper, but the gallop out was spectacular. There are a couple of subsequent winners that have come out of that race. He's a first-time gelding, and if he can get out of the gate better, there's enough ability there for him to take a hand in the finish. That's number one in the sixth race, 9-2 on the morning line. And in the sixth race, I do think, or rather in the fifth race, I do think number six, Caribbean, is also worth using in the pick six. She is 5-1 on the morning line. So consider both horses at 9-2 and 5-1. Race five, number six, Caribbean. Race six, number one, Hurry Up.
Sounds good, Michael. We'll let you get going. Rest up because you're going to be doing double duty next weekend.
Yes, yes, mate. I might not be quite as bright and bubbly this time next week.
Well, you'll cowboy up. I know you will, Michael. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good on you. Hooray.
Want to thank everybody for joining us today on Thoroughbred LA. I especially want to thank our sponsors for keeping us on the air during the Santa Anita meet, topped off by the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. You have the OC Tavern. You have the Del Mar with our Ship and Win program. Los Alamitos, of course. The Gas Lamp Tavern. We got the Derby Room, the CTBA, and all of our sponsors. You guys are so important to us. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll be talking to you about Los Alamitos and their Thoroughbred meet next Saturday. Stay tuned for Andy Harris on the SoCal Restaurant Show. Mike is here from 8 to 10 tomorrow on Thoroughbred LA. Good luck, everybody.